This is the Sheep Guarding Llama Podcast for Friday, November 25th, 2005. I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller, and I'd like to welcome everyone to our special show on Black Friday. I hope everyone had a wonderful day of shopping, and I hope that everyone had a wonderful Tofurkey Day yesterday. It's the big holiday for getting stuffed, both the turkey and us. So I hope everybody had a good day. I am doing the show alone today because Dominica is working. We found pretty much that on days when she's working, when she gets home, she is so tired that she really can't do a show happily. And so I'm doing the show today on my own. It is different on Saturday because she does get home earlier and doesn't have to go to work the next day. So it's easier for us to get a show out. But I wanted to catch everyone up some. We've been missing quite a bit this week. It's been a very busy week with Thanksgiving and Black Friday and everything else and all the work to catch up because of that. So there's been quite a lull in the shows this week. One of the really great things is about a week ago, we did hit number one on the Podomatic Daily Top 100, and we got as high as number 21 on the all-time list. We are currently hovering in the 30s. We're around 32 on the all-time, and we're actually pretty low yesterday of 82, but we didn't do any shows for a couple days, and that obviously really hurts our numbers, so no big deal there. Scott Reed's Bible was still on every day and actually had no downloads yesterday, so I'm pretty sure that pretty much just nobody checks out podcasts on holidays, so I think it'll be a while before that becomes popular, but we're not dissuaded, and we hope everyone's back and listening to us over the weekend. So we had a very cold and snowy Thanksgiving yesterday. It was about 16 degrees in the evening, and quite a bit of snow, very high winds. It was not a pleasant day, but I hope everyone got to spend it with their families and friends. Dominica and I traveled out to Frankfurt to see her family. The drive out, we thought we were kind of worried before we left, and then when we went out, the weather was kind of bad as we got out to Utica, and so the driving was kind of bad. We thought it was going to be okay, and then we saw the Weather Channel, and we saw the storm pick up, and we ended up racing back on the early side, so we didn't get to stay out for very long. So we did quite a bit of driving for not very much turkey time, but we had a good time and made it back safely. And then Dominica didn't go out to our traditional Tahoe's run on Thanksgiving evening because she did have to work this morning. But the gang was there, Nate and Joe and I, who haven't missed a single Sonic Brass Thanksgiving evening at Tahoe's for 9 years, 1997 to 2005, still going strong. We had a small turnout last night, only 7 people. But the big news is Jeff Simpson, who has been absent for several years, was back last night. We got to hang out with him, so that was awesome. And hopefully we'll have him listening to the show soon, and maybe unlike most of you, he'll actually call in. We will see. But it was awesome getting to see him. Everybody had a really good time last night and continued to stuff ourselves, so that was very cool. Dominic and I actually decided to attempt to try the Black Friday rush this morning. And we were going to go to Best Buy at 5 a.m., and we're really glad that that didn't work out because apparently it was absolutely crazy, and actually the Best Buy in Utica ended up having a riot. Some people in the parking lot decided to rush the front doors as they opened them and just apparently, you know, crashed into the line, and apparently it erupted into a brawl. So as you can imagine, a lot of those people were standing out there for many hours in significantly sub-freezing temperatures. Nobody was very happy, let alone happy when people tried to break through the line. So I'm glad we didn't try the Best Buy thing. People out there are brutal. We were intending to go to Best Buy. They had some really good deals that we wanted to take advantage of. But I went online last night to check, and Best Buy will be sorry that they did this. Best Buy took their website down so they wouldn't be being asked to, apparently, that people wanted to purchase the deals online. And so instead of labeling their stuff for what they wanted, and instead of coming up with some system that made them happy, they just took their website offline and said no orders are being given, even though their flyers said that the deals were available online. So that was not cool. I went on to the Best Buy website just to check and see when we could get in and where we could go. And so I ended up going to the Staples website, and lo and behold, Staples had the same deal that Best Buy did, only Staples was offering it on Thanksgiving Day for people who ordered online by midnight, and Best Buy required people to be at a store at 5 a.m. and only had 10 of the items, and so no one was going to, I mean, 10 people were going to get them, and that was it. So Staples, we were able to order online. So actually, we ended up ordering from Staples online at like 11 o'clock at night, got everything we wanted, made out much, much better than if we had even gotten to Best Buy and been the first person in line. For the exact same money, it was great. The Lord really watched over us. We totally got exactly what we needed, and it would have been a terrible scene this morning, and it was totally easy last night. So, again, in another strike to Best Buy, instead of going to Best Buy later in the day, we then went to the opening of Staples at 6 o'clock for the different deals that they had in the store, and we were very fortunate. We arrived right as the doors were opening. We were able to step out of the car and walk right in at the very tail of the line, walk right through the store, and the last two Samsung 19-inch LCD monitors that they had, these were the hot item, and Dominica managed to grab the last two. We kind of wanted three, but we were really only going for one, and if we could get three, that would be great. We ended up getting two, which we were very happy with. I got one, and one we got for my dad, who was using a 15-inch monitor before. Dominic and I are sharing this 19 because it's here in the office. And Dad is totally thrilled with this huge monitor. It's a 67% larger screen size than what he's used to. It's a higher resolution. It's a brighter screen, better image. Let me tell you, this is the 914V. We got these for $200. And if you have an opportunity to get these, even for $300, I think this is a pretty good monitor. It's not a record breaker or anything, but it's a 600:1 contrast ratio, 12 milliseconds response. The image is gorgeous. The monitor itself is gorgeous. The price is right. This is a nice, nice unit. We are thrilled that we were able to get these. Very, very happy. And we were really scared that we were going to get up super early, have no sleep, and waste the morning going shopping and getting nothing. And we got two of them, which we didn't think was even remotely possible. So that was just awesome. And we had to stand in line for a little while to check out. No big deal, of all things. We didn't care. While we were standing in line, Dominica managed to grab a really good deal on some blank DVDs, and then managed to find, this is really cool, as obviously everyone knows, we're totally into podcasting and the whole personal media portable experience. In the background, you can hear Mr. Humphreys, who is now demanding attention. He has become very ornery as of late, and now demands an incredible amount of attention, upwards of an hour to two every evening. It's great that he wants to spend time with us. It's really frustrating because it's so difficult to spend time with him. He is so spastic, and his attention span is so low that as you hang out with him, you know, he'll want you to pet him, which is great. You'll pet him, and instantly he'll walk away from you. And then you stop, you go on to do something else, and immediately he walks back and wants you to pet him. And it's a constant cycle, and you only get a few seconds with him. So even though he really does like us and want to spend time with us, he's not actually affectionate just because he can't focus long enough. He never stops moving. And so it's really rough. But he is just a wonderful rodent. I can't say I would suggest to people that you should go out and get hamsters because they're nocturnal. It is so difficult to spend time with them. But they really are wonderful pets if your schedules match and if you have time to deal with them. While we were there, we were at Staples, and Dominica managed to find, for almost nothing, Creative Muvo MP3 player, which is not an exciting unit on its own other than the price. But the thing that's cool about it is that it's one of the very few players that is able to natively play Audible audio files used by Audible.com for the books that you download. And those files are very, very tiny in size with pretty good quality, specifically designed for spoken word. And so we always have to convert them to MP3 to put them on all the stuff we use, and the files end up being huge, the quality goes down. It's not the best way to do it. It works, but it's not the best way to do it. Well, this unit can play audible files directly, so that's really cool. Now, she tried it out, and she didn't get it to work, so we got to play with it some. But it's a neat little unit, and actually, if we can find one, I'm going to try to get one too, because we're really happy with the design, and she has been using it for MP3s, and we know it works for that. So, another really cool thing, we didn't get this today, but we did discover this the other day, is a Novice Tag. This is a French Rabbit desktop item. I don't know how else to describe this. It is a computer peripheral. It's wireless. It's called a Novice Tag. It is a plastic rabbit. You put it on your desk or wherever. It's got lights in it. It connects to your network. It has movable ears. It has an internal speaker. This is a really, really weird device. And you can use it to communicate with people, kind of like a telephone a little bit. I'm not quite sure how that works. You can use it as just a regular speaker, as a remote wireless speaker. So you can play MP3s through it. You can get podcasts through it. You can get Nabiscast through it. It has some lights that light up that you can program to be, you know, to tell you when you have mail, when someone's IMing you, all kinds of different notifications. You can get weather notices through it. But maybe the coolest thing is it's movable ears. You can tie your Novice Tag to another person and have their ears locked together. So if you go up and wiggle your rabbit's ears, it will wiggle the ears of the person whose Novice Tag is tied to yours, wherever they are. So that's pretty neat, I think. And you know, a lot of people, I guess, get these and use it as a, you know, a simple way to say, oh, I'm thinking about you, or you know, a special way to tell someone that you've arrived if you know, you're traveling and you want to tell people that you've gotten there and you don't want to make a phone call. You can just move the ears of the rabbit. It's corny, but it's incredibly cute, and I think it's a cool idea. It's the type of peripheral that I can see being actually useful. I can see having a plastic rabbit as just a great thing for children, that parents can get these for their kids. The kids can use them to get notices of, you know, tell your kids when dinner's ready, turn on one of the lights in the Novice Tag. Your kids are, you know, you're away on a business trip, wiggle the ears to communicate with your kids. You can talk to the kids through the rabbit. It's just a neat thing. I think it's a really cool toy. So I'm hoping to get these. We will see if I'm able to talk to Dominica into it, but it's pretty cool. So, I do want to keep the podcast very short tonight, because I am on my own, and I know everybody finds me incredibly boring. But Dominica will be back, I hope, tomorrow night, and very appropriately for tonight, we're going to be playing, it's not quite a Thanksgiving song, but it's actually a Black Friday song. But our music is provided by the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. And the band this evening is Sealed Weasels, and the song is Cold Turkey Sandwiches.